At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
I didn't make that music. Change that one up here in a second.
Wait a second. What's going on?
Music what happened there? Rico did some production. It's good. I didn't approve any of the music at all, but it's fine.
It's kind of interesting.
And what is that?
It's kind of guitar.
What is that? Is that a...
What is that? That's guitar.
Think of Ben.
Is that Rico
Ben
playing that?
Ben. Yeah, Rico's. That's his band right there on the tunes there. If you're hungry, Score One Smoking in Holdridge. Great barbecue rubs and sauces for both competitors and backyard grillers alike. They're always around in Holdridge or sometimes travel around the area for competitions.
He was traveling. He went down. He was in Council Bluffs for the 4th of July. He crushed it down there. Was once again voted number one smoker for the competition. Just overall.
He never loses.
And it's just, and he also, he's a spirit animal. He's the one that everyone comes to be like, hey, Chris, I don't know. I'm just having one of those days. I just don't feel like things are going right. And he picks you up. He's not trying to like flex on people.
He doesn't?
No. God. He's there to help. Which is incredible. If someone forgets all their stuff, like, oh man, we took, like you do with your clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
He just supplies them. It's not a problem. I have everything you need right here.
It's a friendly man.
If you can take my products and beat me, good for you. And he helps them out with that. That's what Chris does.
So, and he works at?
What's that?
What? Score One Smoke. Score One Smoke. First Rate Ag.
And First Rate Ag. He's a combo guy.
Okay.
How about doing that? Having the best crop protection in the country. And then also the number one smoker in the country. That's a lot. That's an everyday deal.
Come on.
It's a big deal.
That's like being a quarterback and you lead college football in rushing and passing. That's what he's doing.
Pretty big deal. Kind of like an Adrian Martinez without the turnovers.
Mm.
Slayed yourself. Just crack yourself.
I love Adrian.
Me too.
I do. Me and Jake used to get, if you listen to the show back in the day, we'd fight. Because I'd always defend Adrian.
I told you,
Adrian's
my respect
dude.
For him is ridiculous.
I like
he's
Adrian.
A dude.
I like Adrian. I had a problem with turnovers. That's fair.
He was so tough.
He's a very good player.
Jake's fair.
Yeah.
He was tough.
No, they were good discussions.
What's up now, Jake?
That's score1smoking.com. Okay, we have score not. We didn't get to Colorado with our final our the bottom four of the Big 12 per Phil Steele. And, the Buffaloes, we mentioned that I have, 75 players in the roster right now. It's a very small roster at this point.
About 75, yeah.
Are you surprised they're this low in Phil Steele's magazine? Because, they bring back Travis Hunter, obviously a great player offensively and defensively. Shedeur Sanders, maybe a top five pick in the NFL draft. A lot of pieces missing on the new offensive line completely this year for Colorado. Defense has some things
to work on.
Yeah, five new offensive linemen. But you do have a great quarterback in Shedeur Sanders to help lead the way for the Buffaloes.
Think about what they're going to be up against in Lincoln in terms of how loud it's going to be, and they're going to start now. So what Colorado fans always do, I've found to say, well, Sip, Nebraska's going to be starting a freshman quarterback in that environment, a true freshman quarterback. That's true. Colorado's going to be starting a true freshman left tackle.
Mm. Second game.
Yeah, second tackle, Jordan Seaton. He's a five-star.
The noise doesn't bother the offense when you're at home. So they're
right.
So it doesn't affect them.
But it affects the opponent.
It affects the left tackle. It affects everyone up front with the plan you have to have for that.
Right.
I thought of this one the other day, Sip. Think about this one, which doesn't even have anymore. Back in the day, super loud like that, the quarterback would walk back to the officials and go, can't hear.
Right.
And they'd hold the game.
Right.
They would stop, hold the game. They'd hush. They would try to hush the crowd. And then the crowd would get loud again. The guy'd walk back. Wow. What am I supposed to do?
It was crazy.
I can't hear. Jake, yeah. They would stop the game.
They did.
Because they could, because it was too loud.
And then it just get louder.
But just think how dumb that is. Yeah. We're stopping the game right. because the crowd's too loud.
Right.
And now there's like, no, you have to figure out a way to snap the ball mm-hmm. with a different plan. You have right. to have a different plan to do it when it's right. that loud. But that will be a big factor. Also, just remember that that is firework retention game.
That's right.
Firework retention game. So artillery shells will be shot off
yeah.
after the game.
Artilleries.
And I've talked
be
to
very
the,
loud.
Talked to the police department. They're fine with this. So,
okay.
So fire them away.
You've cleared it.
You've cleared it, yes.
With the chief of police.
Chief of police, yes. And with Jeff Erkovich is the one who also, Jeff Erkovich cleared that for me.
Okay, thank you.
Also, with this schedule. Open up at North Dakota State on a Thursday night.
That's a tough one.
Right away,
that's
intriguing.
That's a tough game.
Right
well,
away,
August
very
29th.
Very
that
intriguing.
Thursday night.
Okay, then they go to Nebraska.
Tough.
Very tough. At Colorado State.
Tough.
That's a tough game. Baylor, at UCF, really tough. K-State at home, really tough. At Arizona,
tough.
Really tough. Cincinnati, at Texas Tech,
tough.
Really tough. Utah, really tough. At Kansas,
tough.
Really tough. Then Oklahoma Jeez. State.
Yeah, Deion's not finishing 500.
If they're going to need to get out to an early break. That's the way we talked
Wait
about.
Wait a second.
Yeah, for the show.
Yeah. With Sip and Jake.
And Bill.
It's,
hey, that's if he gets 500, good job.
I know we had this talk on the like I said, for Nebraska, that game, to my mind, that first of all, must wins no such thing. 100% not a must win for Nebraska at all. Colorado, it kind of is.
Why?
They have a first. They say they have the first pick in the draft or a top draft pick, a quarterback, pick, yep. and then they mm-hmm. have Travis Hunter on the other side. Mm-hmm. They have two first round draft picks,
mm-hmm.
and they're all going to be. This is it for them. They're all gone
mm-hmm.
after this. Your top players are gone, and also the schedule says brutal. If you don't get off
it's
to a
brutal.
If you don't get off to a jump, what if in their first three games they're 1-2?
It's very possible.
Well, that's very possible.
It's very possible, and that would. Because last year the buzz went fast.
Hey, now hold
it
on.
It went away
would
fast.
Would anyone be surprised if they lost that first game, now, North Dakota State?
Now we,
I would
again,
not be surprised.
We're not making the mental adjustment on this that I talked about. We say brutal schedule. It's just a schedule now. Yeah. That's just the schedule.
Yeah, everyone has one.
Everyone has a same yeah. brutal schedule. What Big 12 team has an easy schedule? Nobody does. Right. Colorado, no, I get you. It's yeah. it's tough. But we got to get out of that mindset because this is the schedules now. It's not... This team's going to – there's very few teams you're going to point to and say, yeah, I'm just going to whip through their schedule, probably 12-0, 11-1. No, it's not. Who's
nope.
doing that?
Nope.
Who's doing that?
Now when you add teams like what they've added in any league, really.
Not
but,
really.
Like I said, it's not as much in the ACC where you go, okay, who'd they add? Well, how are we going to deal with Cal?
Oh, SMU's
how are we going to deal with Stanford? No, I don't want nothing to do with those guys.
Right? No, so, you're right about the
and
ACC. The,
and then that's SMU, and you're like, okay, yeah, they're a good, they're very good team, very good team. They could have a tremendous year this year, but that's what people are talking about. They'll have a great year this year in the ACC because it's not brutal.
I look at the SEC a little different.
This
now.
League is like, whew.
This league is really balanced.
Yeah.
The Big 12 is really balanced.
It's gonna be fun to watch the Big 12. I mean, the bottom fun. Teams aren't that bad.
No, this but if you're a fan of a team in a Big 12, especially one of the upper tier teams, get ready. You might not win 11.
You can make an argument for 5-6 teams to win that conference. That's the best part.
Maybe yeah. more than that.
At least
when
five
I looked,
six.
I thought there was you could the stretch is 8, but for sure 7.
Yeah. Think about that.
For
8 sure potential teams to win the right. conference. That's potential. Awesome.
It's wow. like going there like okay, these they're like everybody's going, "Well, I kind of think Utah's never been in the league." You know where I think of Utah and think of the head coach.
You love them.
Oklahoma State, when we get to it, they return everybody.
They got a lot
They return everybody. They oh, man, there's the top three or four schools, Kansas State's
loaded.
Oh, yes. Very fun to watch. I think it's also better for Colorado, no matter how you put it, you're watching it one way or the other.
You are.
You want to see great success or you want to see great failure. And guess what? They're going to play in the Central Time Zone a lot more now.
Mm-hmm.
Before, they were playing a lot in Pacific Time yep. Zone games. So it's kind of a...
You're going to see it.
Yeah. Now you're going to see things a little bit different with who they're playing.
And that circus is coming to this town, and it's going to be freaking...
We have a take. Yeah. I'm surprised.
Is it a hot take?
It's a hot take. I'm not surprised that Corey is the one that has this. Corey and Lincoln, our mm-hmm. Corey, he says...
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnaFi points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnaFi app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnifyRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
Nebraska was 0-2 against Colorado with Scott Frost. They lost last year to Colorado. He said going 0-4 in this stretch against the Buffaloes would be a nightmare scenario for Nebraska fans. It's a must win, and I will die on this hill with that take.
Says well, Corey. I respect for what he's saying. Mm-hmm. I would say what I mean, not a must win for the projection of the program down the road. That's what I would say. Sometimes you go, okay, where's this?
I hate the must win.
Where's it going to go?
I don't like must win.
But I agree. If you lose four in a row to them, like that, because
must win to me.
Because any of the years that they lost to them, they were terrible. Right?
I got it. Here's the deal. Why is it a must win that early in the season? What if you lose it and then come back and win six in a row? Then it's a ridiculous
pride thing for Nebraska fans. It's a rivalry.
To go
0-4 in that stretch against them is tough.
We closing down the season?
No, you're not.
Yeah. That's what must win says to me. I mean, come on.
I'm always thinking must win is the trajectory of the program.
Yeah.
And I don't think the win or loss has that big of a trajectory of the program. If they would lose, that's like, well, we're going way backwards now. This is going to be. I think it's, next year, this
now,
year, they'll be fine.
If they would get hammered at home by Colorado, it does. Now that you start to, that's not a must win discussion. That's just a bad scenario discussion.
Agreed.
Yeah. It would give you pause.
But the eyes that will be on that game Thursday night when Colorado plays North Dakota State.
A lot.
That will be heavy, heavy. And especially if they come out and play really well.
Yeah.
Let's just say that they roll North
Dakota. 42-3.
Everybody looks at North Dakota State like, hey, hang on now.
Yeah, if they hammer North Dakota State, the interest level for the Nebraska game will just escalate that much more. It's already. Yeah. Now, what if they lose the game? What's that do to the interest level?
That hurts.
It still would be.
That hurts.
I would say this. The buzz here will still be extremely good. Nationally, it won't be.
No, it
won't be.
Then the buzz here, there would be some trepidation added to it. Because what if. Then there's going to be in the back of fans' mind, I'm going to give voice to something that's really uncomfortable. Wait a second, North Dakota State beat Colorado and we didn't? Mm. That would be in the back of people's mind.
Yeah, could be. Yep. It would be.
It would be. In the back. You don't want to.
If you're a Nebraska fan, you want Colorado to win.
Yes.
You want them. You don't.
Thank you.
You do.
Resoundingly would be great.
Yes. Make it a big deal.
Yeah. Shadur completes 24 straight passes or something like that. And
all the Travis Hunter.
Yeah, and they hammer North Dakota State.
Yeah.
Then,
now it's on.
Oh, it's on. Yeah.
Is that on Fox? What's that game on?
Don't know.
It's probably Fox.
We know it's night, though. We know
it's
that
night
for
game.
Sure.
Yes, on Thursday. So.
No, Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. Yeah, 6:30 on FS.
Oh, Nebraska, Colorado, 6:30 p.m. on Fox.
Fox.
Yeah.
Okay. There's day one of your Big 12 preview. Again, media days today and tomorrow in
Vegas.
Worst
four teams in... Intriguing.
Yep. Yeah.
Very intriguing.
They are. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now. 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, we're talking college football. How about college football Head coaches, I will give you the coach's name and tell me what school. It should be a lot easier than me asking you the school and telling you what the coach's name is. So I give you the name of the coach. What school is he coaching at?
This could be. It's always this situation, Bill, where it could be incredibly embarrassing.
We'll see how it goes. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
The streak is at 8 straight wins for you guys. 102-81, 21 games above 500. You will look fine for the reset. You will be above 500 when the reset happens August 1st.
100.
Quick correction before we get into this. The Nebraska-Colorado game is on NBC.
NBC.
Yeah. Sorry.
Who's doing that game, I wonder?
Don't know that. We'll have to figure that one out.
Wish it was on Fox.
Okay, we've got McLean. McLean, how do you feel about college football head coaches today?
Extremely confident.
Extremely confident. I like that.
McLean.
All right, let's go.
McLean.
Eight in a row. Let's go.
Trying to snap the streak. McLean, first question goes to you. What school is Trent Dilfer the head coach of?
Got it. Got that.
UAB.
Yeah.
Brilliant. UAB is correct.
That's the job I thought Frost might get. He went down there. Usually when you go to a place, you're coming out with a job. You didn't get it.
1-0 lead for McLean. First question, Sip. Bills in play. What school is Justin Wilcox the head coach of?
He's got to be still the head coach of...
I got it if you don't have it.
Cal.
Brilliant. Cal is correct. 1-1 tie. Back to you, McLean, for the lead. Last question. What school is Tony Elliott the head coach of?
Come on, Bill.
I think it's Virginia.
Brilliant. Virginia is correct. Tony Elliott, 2-1 lead. Sip. Last question. Bills
hey,
play.
McLean is no joke.
He was confident going in.
Right.
For the tie, what school is Rhett Lashley the head coach of?
I need you.
SMU.
Brilliant.
SMU, say it with a little more gusto.
SMU is correct. This goes to you guys, and Rhett McLean will go over under your number.
We're in overtime. Hold on. I'm on the sideline right now getting my guys ready, okay?
We'll get them ready. It's time to go.
We're in overtime.
It's kicking off
right
now.
That came quick. Game went fast.
How many current head coaches in college football have 100-plus wins in their careers?
Current head coaches, 100-plus.
Division One.
Yep. So they could be at different school. I mean, combined.
There's 130 Division One teams.
So in their careers. Like, they could have different jobs.
Right.
But 100-plus wins in their careers.
Write a number down that you're thinking, Steve.
Okay. 100-plus wins. There's not, that can't be that many.
They're thinking.
Either that or up two. I don't know.
No, you say you think it might be higher than that.
I know. Say it. I'm good with it. Say it.
All right. I'm going to go 12.
Okay. Over, under 12, McLean, for the win. He's thinking.
The bar to expire time.
I'm going to go over.
Brilliant.
How about 15? So, Bill, you guessed 14.
I wanted to go 14.
15. Matt Brown is first with 276 wins right now. The last person, Gus Malzahn, 101 at 15 at this point.
Mac has what, 276?
276 wins in college football.
Okay.
And 101 for Gus Malzahn.
So, not a terrible guess.
McLean, well done. We'll get your bagels. Nice win today. He's gone.
McLean got us.
End of this 8-game win streak there.
Oh.
Not a bet. 12 wins, 14. I mean, you guys are close there.
Close.
12 people.
Man, McLean was good. You knew Tony Elliott?
I had that one.
Tony Elliott came from where?
I want to say came from Clemson, I believe.
I think that sounds right. Clemson.
He came from Clemson, I believe.
I think that's right.
Well, try again tomorrow. We can start a new streak tomorrow.
We're going to do a show tomorrow?
We are going to do a show tomorrow.
Am I coming back?
Yes,
you're
you
back
are.
Tomorrow, Bill. Okay.
I don't know that we're going to... The three-legged stool may not miss any more days for a long time.
I got no plans to take days off.
You don't? I mean, I'll be at Big Ten Media Days. Bill will, too.
I will not.
yes, you are.
I thought you were going.
The spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.